It is so very good to see everybody who is back again here this evening. For the last several weeks, actually, I have been doing a series of sermons on Satan. And I spent two entire sermons just trying to bring to your consciousness the reality of Satan. And then last week's sermon was the conclusion, actually, of that series, talking about how Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. I hate to do this to you, Gary, but I may have another sermon. Because as I was working up this series of sermons, I started doing also a study at the same time about choosing who you're going to serve. On one side, you've got God. On the other side, you've got Satan. And we have to make a choice in our lives as to who is it that's going to be our God. Who is it that we're going to serve? Are we going to serve the Creator, God Almighty, or are we going to serve Satan? We're going to start here by going over to Deuteronomy chapter 13 and in verse 4. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice. You shall serve him and hold fast to him. Actually, I can stop right there, because pretty much that verse lays it out, what God expects of us and desires of us in our relationship with him. We are to walk after the Lord, following God. We are to fear God because he is the creator and judge of mankind. He will be the one determining our eternal destiny. And so we need to be keeping his commandments, obeying his voice, whatever he says, do it and serve him. Whatever he says do, we obey, and we hold fast to God our Creator. That is the relationship that God desires of us in our lives. When you go over to Luke chapter 4, verses 7 through 8, in dealing with the temptation of Jesus here, Satan tempting Jesus says, therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours. And Jesus answered and said to him, get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Very simple point I want you to see from this context here, where Satan is trying to get Jesus to worship him. God is the only one to be worshipped. Satan wants to be worshipped. Satan wants to be served. But only God, the Creator, is the one who is worthy of true worship. And it is only God that we should choose to serve, to do what he says do, to obey him, to keep his commandments in our life. When you go to Revelation chapter 14, you're going to find, if you pull back and see the big picture of the book of Revelation, that again it comes down to these two choices. Who are you going to serve? Who are you going to worship? Are you going to serve and worship God, the creator of the world and the universe, or are you going to obey Satan and serve Satan and worship Satan? In the text here, reading from chapter 14, verses 6 through 7, it says, then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him. For the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water. So here, there's fearing God. You remember that earlier back in Deuteronomy? Give glory to God and worship God. Why? Because he and he alone is the creator. He is God. Now, Satan may want to be worshipped and served as a god, but there's only one God. And it's not Satan. He didn't create anything. God is the one who made the heavens and the earth. And as God the Creator, he and he alone is to be worshipped. As you go further in the same chapter, notice this now. Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out on full strength into the cup of his indignation. Now you may be wondering, well, why am I bringing these two texts out of Revelation? Really, a very simple answer. I'm trying to show you, you got two choices here. You can worship God, or you can worship the image of the beast. And when you're worshiping the image of the beast, you're worshiping the one who's behind it, which is Satan. So it comes down actually to two choices you got here. You can worship God, or you can worship Satan. You can serve God, or you can serve Satan. In reality, those are your only two choices. Revelation chapter 14 again. It says, talking about those who worship the image of the beast, he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascended forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. So if you choose to worship the image, then you choose to go to hell. If you choose to serve Satan, you choose to go to hell. Hell is actually built for the devil and his angels. But if you choose to serve him, you will go with him into the same punishment. Now then, Joshua 24. Joshua 24, you know verse 15, but I wanted to go back to verse 14. Now therefore, fear the Lord. Now wait a minute, haven't we already read that three times? Back in Deuteronomy, over in Revelation. Now here it is in Joshua again. Fear the Lord. Serve him in sincerity and in truth. So fear God, and driven by your fear of God, you serve God, you sincerely serve him, and you serve him in the truth. And put away the gods which your father served on the other side and in Egypt, on the side of the river and in Egypt. Now just stop right there. I've already taught you earlier who is behind all idolatry. Pick a time, pick a nation, pick a name of any idolatry. Who's behind it all? One being, Satan. So in reality, they can serve God in sincerity and in truth, or they can choose to serve their idols and in reality serve Satan. When you go to the verse that you know very well, verse 15, serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. What I want you to see from this text here is they've got a choice they have to make. And the choice is really quite a simple choice. Are you going to serve the gods either over in Egypt or in the land of Canaan? Does it really matter which country you're going to be serving their gods? If you're going to serve their gods, in reality, you're serving the one behind it, and that's Satan. Or are you going to serve the Lord? You got a choice there you got to make. The point I want all of you to understand is this is the way it is with all mankind. All of us, doesn't matter what nationality, doesn't matter what time, doesn't matter what country you're from, all mankind has got to make a choice. Are you going to serve God and worship God, or are you going to serve Satan? That's your choice. Now then, we're going to go back to a verse we looked at this morning. 1 John chapter 2, 15 through 16. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. How does Satan attack us? You remember our sermon this morning? How does Satan tempt us? Every one of us? The way in which we're being attacked by Satan and tempted by Satan is through the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Those are the three avenues that he hits everybody with. And so since this is the way in which Satan is trying to tempt us and attack us, what he's trying to get us to do is sin by the lust of the flesh, sin by the lust of the eyes, sin by the pride of life, and just keep on doing it. And in so doing that, you are choosing to serve Satan. You're choosing to follow and obey Satan and his desire for you. The point I'm trying to make is very simply this again. You got to choose to serve somebody. It's either going to be the devil or it's going to be the Lord. When it really comes down to it, those are your two choices. So let's talk about serving Satan through the lust of the flesh. Look at this text here again in 1 John 3, 7 through 8. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, again, I'm just going to drive this point home over and over again. I want you to see here, you only got two options here. You're either going to practice righteousness or you're going to practice sin. Do you see that? The one who chooses to sin, and by the way, the concept of sin here is not losing a battle here and there. The concept of sinning here is this is the way you practice, this is the way you live. You are given over to it. You have surrendered, and this is just the way you're going to live and continue to live. So if you practice righteousness, you're serving God. You're obeying his commands. You're doing what he says do, and as a consequence, your actions are righteous. Now 1 John 3, 10 through 11. In this the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you've heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Again, are you seeing the pattern here? You are either going to be a child of God or a child of the devil. You're either serving God or you're serving the devil. And so, do you practice righteousness? If you do not practice righteousness in your life, you are not of God. If you don't love your brother, you're not of God. There are manifestations you can see in the life of a person who is serving God. Righteousness. The way they live. The things they are doing. The things they refuse to do. What is driving them is they're serving God because he is their God. And you want to live a life pleasing to your God. So you obey him. You keep his commandments. You practice righteousness. It's your lifestyle. Now let's get back to the three avenues. Just try to show this to you in application. Serving the lust of the flesh. And I put it that way for a reason, because, again, the concept of serving is when it calls, you say, yes, Lord. You want me to do this? Okay. And to what degree do you want me to do it? All the time. Look at this text here in 2 Peter 2:14. Having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin, enticing unstable souls, they have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children. Do you see that? Eyes full of adultery. It's all they see, it's all they think. And it says about them and pertaining to adultery, they cannot cease from sin. It's just their lifestyle. It's the way they live from day to day to day to day. They are serving it. They are serving the lust of the flesh, enslaved to it and obeying it. Continuing now in 1 Thessalonians, this is what it looks like to serve God. Chapter 4, 3 through 5. Now this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God. Remember we read earlier, by the way, back in 1 John, if you're not practicing righteousness, you don't know God, you're not of God. Here again, he talks about you don't know God. What is God's desire for us? He wants us to separate ourselves from the rest of the world who has eyes full of adultery and cannot cease from sin. He wants us to abstain from sexual immorality. We're trying to live a life of holiness. Now, be honest with me, brethren. This is where the battle is. Satan is continually in our world trying to pull us into the sex-crazed world. There are televisions, there are iPads, there are computers, there are screens. Pick one. He is bombarding our world, trying to pull us in to the lust of the flesh to get you to where you serve it, you practice it. It is your lifestyle. The battle is for us to say no to it, to abstain from it, to not touch the unclean thing, and to learn how to possess our own body with sanctification, separated from the world, and honor. My body is to be honored. It is a vessel of God. The Holy Spirit, Christ, is in us. Our body is to be dealt with honor, not drug into the mud with the filth of the world. So again, you see, the question is this. Who are you going to serve? Are you going to serve Satan? Or are you going to serve God? If you serve the lust of the flesh, you're serving Satan. The lust of the eyes. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. All I want you to see from this particular verse is what I got in yellow for you. Lovers of money. Lovers of money. When you are a lover of money, you are serving the lust of the eyes. Continuing over in 1 Timothy, this time chapter 6, verse 10. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Lovers of money, if you love money, you're going to find that that is going to be your God. Covetousness is idolatry. You get that? Covetousness is idolatry. Things and money have become your God. And whenever it calls, you say yes, and you do whatever is required of you to get more and more and more in your greediness because you love money. Look at this next verse on this. This goes back to the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6 and 24. And again, I want you to see the concept of service here. No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So you see here, you got a choice you got to make. Are you going to serve God, or are you going to serve the love of money to where your entire life is built around stuff and money and things, and you don't care what it costs you in your relationship with God or people around you, and you'll do anything you can to get more of it? Then you are serving money. And money is your God, and money is your idol, and you are serving Satan through the lust of the eyes. He's got you. And then you got the pride of life. Going back to 2 Timothy 3 and 2, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. What I want to see this time is again what I got in yellow for you. Men will be lovers of themselves. And so here again, do you see the choices you got to make? Am I going to serve Wayne or am I going to serve God? Am I going to do what I want to do or am I going to do what God wants me to do? And in the end, isn't that what it comes down to? When you go to Judges chapter 21 and verse 25, the last verse in the book of Judges, it says, in those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. That's what it is like when you serve the pride of life. I'm going to do what I want to do because I like it and it feels good, and so I'm going to do it. I don't care if you don't like it at all. I don't care if God doesn't like it. I don't care who doesn't like it. This is what I want to do. Okay. Then you have made yourself your God by the pride of your life. And in reality, you're still serving Satan. Because in all three of these, he's got you in sin to where you're his now. In Matthew 16, 24 to 25, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Whoever desires to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. That's serving the Lord. In serving God, I have to deny myself. There may be things that I like to do, I want to do, but God says, no, don't do it. So, which way am I going to go? If you're going to serve God, you're going to deny yourself. And you're going to do what the Lord says do, and you're going to obey God's commandments, and as a consequence, you're going to be practicing righteousness. Do you see how that works? Satan is attacking us through the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And he wants us to become consumed, to love the world, to love the lust of the flesh, to love the lust of the eyes, to love the pride of life, to where that's what we're going to practice. And when you do, whether you realize it or not, you're serving Satan. Satan's got you. Hebrews 12 now, verse 28. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may now notice this, serve God acceptably with reverence, and there's that fear again, godly fear. Have you seen how many times that pops up in the sermon? We find it back in Deuteronomy, we find it over in Revelation, we find it over in Joshua, and here again it is in Hebrews. Kind of sounds like the close of Ecclesiastes, doesn't it? Fear God, keep his commandments. The kingdom of our God has come. Christ is the King at the right hand of God Almighty right now. And since that reality exists, and we are part of a kingdom that cannot be shaken, we need to serve God acceptably, reverence, and godly fear. I want to go back to the Old Testament to close this sermon up. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth as witnesses to you against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. Now, what I want you to see here is you got two choices here. You got life, you got death. You got a life that will lead to blessing, you got a life that will lead to curses. Now choose. Choose life. Choose blessings. Choose to serve God. Do you not understand this whole sermon is about how our lives are a result of our choices? So who will you serve? Will you serve Satan through the lust of your flesh, through the lust of your eyes, through the pride of your life, to where you're serving and obeying him as he's trying to pull you into sin? Are you going to serve God? And in serving God, learn to possess your body with sanctification and honor, abstaining from fleshly lust. Are you going to serve God when it comes down to the material things and understand that we need to be willing to forsake everything if it means that's what we got to do to serve God? And when it comes down to the pride of life, I need to be willing to deny myself and do what it is the Lord says do, even if it's tough, even if I don't like it. You've got to choose who you're going to serve. And if you choose to serve Satan, you need to understand it's going to be a life of cursings now, and it's going to end in hell with Satan. But if you choose to serve the living God and fear God and keep his commandments and practice righteousness in your life, you are choosing a life of blessings now and in the end, eternal life. So I want to conclude the sermon by encouraging you to serve the Lord, to choose to serve the Lord. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord, to choose life, to choose blessing by choosing God. I thank you for your kind attention. If there's anybody here this evening who is not in Christ yet, you got some choices to make. So, you've got before you on one side God, a life of blessings, and heaven. On the other side, you've got Satan, you've got a world and a life of sin and cursings and eternal damnation. Okay. Choose. You got to make a choice. Choose. We hope you'll choose life this evening. We hope you choose God by obeying the gospel. If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, confess your faith, repent of your sins, and be baptized into the body of Christ for the remission of your sins. If you're in Christ already and you realize, as I said in my sermon this morning, you've lost battles, you've struggled with sin, and there's sin in your life standing between you and your God, get it out of the way. Take the sin to your God, confess it to him, and turn from it, and the blood of Christ will cleanse you and wash you of all the sin. We'll pray for you. We'll pray with you. We'll do the best we can to encourage you and strengthen you. So again, one last time, I exhort you, choose life by choosing God. Choose blessings by choosing God. Choose salvation by choosing God. Let us know if we're going to serve you in any way while we stand and sing the song that has been selected.